Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
It's so great to have you here, and welcome to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve you with advice and information that empowers you so you can make better financial decisions in your life. And I have some great news for you. The Clark Stinks posts have just mushroomed. We can't get them under control. So today we're doing a double episode, all Clark Stinks, to entertain you and inform you on your Friday. And that's so wonderful. It's like you getting to see what we used to see, a double cheeseburger on the dollar menu. I miss those days. Anyway.
You're in double trouble today.
Isn't that great? And I can't wait to hear where I have missed the mark for you in today's Double Trouble Clark Stinks.
I should have never encouraged you to speak.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, pal.
You blew it on the Upgrade Cash Rewards Elite card. I am a user of this card and I don't pay interest. If you sign up for the auto pay to pay the full balance, no interest is charged. Since I use auto pay for all my cards, this fits right into my standard process. It does have a very short grace period of maybe only 3 days. By the way, their high interest savings is over 5% if you can meet the $40,000 minimum balance requirement, Tim.
Tim, thank you. Okay, so this was a very unusual credit card offer that is a rewards card. But again, it does not come with standard grace period, which is usually about 3 weeks or so on a card. So Tim has figured out a way to make it work for him with continuous automatic payments and not having to pay them interest. Tim, you're probably the only customer of this card who's figured it out. Good for you.
You missed the mark when you responded in Clark Stinks about the USPS. You didn't respond back to the original complaint, which was your dismissal of the need for daily deliveries. Instead, you spoke of the agency's constitutional origin and Congress's impact to operations. Duh, we know that. But many of us do want consistent, reliable daily service. Just saying, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, gosh, this problem with the Postal Service and unreliable deliveries in different cities and all this, I want to make it really clear, this is not the workers' fault. There are operational and structural problems with the Postal Service that are really, really bad, ugly, and businesses, individuals, are flat out not getting reliable mail delivery. I don't know exactly how to fix it, but obviously, we're not getting the service we're paying for either on the taxpayer side or in the postage side that we're paying for things to go.
If I'm ever low on Clark Stinks, all I need to have you talk about is either the Postal Service or Medicare Advantage plans.
All right. Medicare disadvantage plans?
Right, right.
There you go. Know, it just a couple of weeks ago, Barron's cover story was about all the problems with Advantage plans and why people are better off in regular Medicare than going in Advantage. So it's not just me who's out there talking smack about Medicare disadvantage plans.
I don't know.
Did I help you? Did I bring a lot more stinks?
I'm sure they will be flowing in. I don't know how you smell, but on the podcast, you said that if you want to avoid Google, then you should use another browser like Brave. Brave is actually built on top of Chromium, Google's open source browser, so it still phones home to Google. Microsoft Edge and Opera are also Chromium-based. Chromium does still send certain data to Google. The best option I've been able to find that doesn't use this is Firefox, with certain settings and extensions to minimize tracking. Safari on Apple products is also not Chromium. They are about all that is standing away from Google's monopoly on the web. P.S. I love the show. I tune in as much as I can. Jordan.
Jordan, thank you. I was not aware about Brave and Opera also being based ultimately on Google stuff. This is a problem. And, you know, finally, lawmakers and regulators, both in the U.S. and Europe, are focusing on the problems that exist with these big tech companies. It's going to be a while before, because it's going to be a big tug of war, push back and forth, like the new antitrust actions against Apple. And it's going to be a while, but obviously there need to be some restrictions on what big tech is up to here and overseas.
I love your show. I enjoy it during regular walks on the treadmill, but I cringe when you blast whole life insurance. There is a good case to be made to include this product into an irrevocable life insurance trust, increasing by a factor of 4 times the money to your heirs, tax-free and guaranteed. In states like Washington, where I live, the estates are taxed starting at 10%, going up to 20% with a $2 million exception. It doesn't take long for even the modest retiree with house prices and previous spouse's assets to go way over $2 million. If you're looking for a clean and substantial way to leave tax-free money to your heirs, establish a second to die or just an individual whole life insurance product. I have blood cancer, so my wife was a great candidate to establish this trust. We quadrupled our money that we will leave to our heirs, guaranteed and tax-free. Keep up the good work, but mentioning this approach to estate planning may help your viewers significantly increase their legacy. And P.S., I am not or never have been in the law or insurance business. Please let me know if I stink making this suggestion, Gary.
Gary, I accept what you've written. I am not qualified to speak to the estate tax rules in an individual state, in this case specifically Washington State. And I want to tell you, I hope that you live a full normal lifespan with your blood cancer. The breakthroughs involving blood cancers are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that it's one of the cancers, the version you have is one that can be disease managed and allow you to live that full lifespan. On the idea of using life insurance as a way to pass money to heirs, it is an expensive route to do so. You point out some very specific reasons why it would be appropriate in Washington State. And on that, I just have to shrug my shoulders because I'm not smart enough to know if that is the best way to reduce or avoid the amount of estate tax you'd have to pay in Washington State.
Love your show. Just thought it was stinky that you didn't mention Amex Gold when talking about travel cards. It offers 4 times points on dining and groceries and gives you a $10 dining credit and $10 Uber credit, bringing the $250 fee down to $10. It's a better card than the Platinum for someone who isn't a frequent flyer, Miguel.
Miguel, okay, this is weird. You're not the first person. You're not the second person. You're the third person recently who has said, what's up, Clark? Why aren't you talking about how good the Amex Gold card is? And American Express is doing a big push right now with improved benefits and bonus sign-up points to try to get people to sign up for Amex Gold. And if you have been able to make it work for you that it's basically, essentially, fee-free each year with all the benefits you get, then I accept that that could be a great card to use for someone who doesn't necessarily travel all the time. I would then put it right there with the Capital One Venture X rewards card, which is a $395 fee, but the things you get with it are such that it also is essentially nets out to be a fee-free card.
Clark, you used a lot of words to not answer a recent caller's question about what drives compounding in a 401k.
Compounding. I love
that. Here is my attempt to provide an answer to the question. The question asker was essentially trying to understand how and why stocks or mutual funds invested in stocks compound in value over time. To answer the question, it's important to first understand that a stock represents fractional ownership of a business. As the business grows and its earnings increase over time, the value of the company also increases over time. In the short term, the price of a stock will fluctuate wildly, but over time, it will track the value of the underlying business, thus compounding in value. It is easier for most people to visualize compound growth with a fixed rate of return, i.e. an interest rate, but the same principle applies with variable rates of return, such as earnings growth from stocks. Aaron,
thank you. And you did say it better than I did. And I appreciate that. I've been trying to come up with really clear ways to explain how time in the market matters so much for long-term wealth. And I appreciate you taking the time to write your post.
I won't be rude, but I think your answer to Kevin from Utah stinks. Kevin said he'd been reading articles saying the U.S. government was going to take 401ks and use that money to prop up Social Security and Medicare. Was there anything people could do? You rightly referred to these articles as scare lines instead of headlines, yet instead of answering his question directly by saying, no, there is no truth to those rumors. However, I could see the traditional 401k and IRA going away because the government gets its tax money today instead of in the future. You talk through an entire word salad answer featuring the following talking points: how this happens in developing countries, the rule of law, and then you explain how traditional 401ks and IRA benefit higher income earners, but not most taxpayers. Then thankfully, you say, the money won't be stolen by the government, and then go on to explain the likelihood of a change occurring to considering the state of Congress. I'm a thorough enough listener to hear your answer of, no, the government won't be stealing your 401k money through all the words, but I fear listeners who are more apt to believe that the government steals didn't hear that same no. Shannon in DC.
Shannon, thank you. Okay, so let me make it straight out clear. We are not going to have the government steal our 401ks, IRAs, all the rest. The likeliest outcome at some point is that we will go to Roth versions of both. There will not be the traditional where you take a tax benefit up front, but instead where you will have money that can go in and grow tax-free over the years and spend tax-free. The government is not going to steal our money from our 401ks. It's just not going to happen.
You don't stink, but you should be sentenced to 30 minutes of touring a museum or shopping at Target.
Oh, man.
Ooh, ouch. I dropped my Kirkland Signature 30-roll bag of toilet paper when I heard you advise a listener to give a significant control over her financial future to, wait for it, not a spouse, not a parent, not a financial advisor, a friend of a friend. You advised a listener to follow a friend's request to assume financial responsibility for a person immigrating to the U.S. if the friend could be trusted. The problem is that even if your listener could trust their friend in many ways, their friend cannot know whether a third-party friend can be relied upon to be financially responsible. It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of not being able to know whether another person who has been given significant control over your financial future is willing or able of not negatively affecting your financial future. Your listener's friend can't know either. I trust my friends in many ways, but I'm not going to rely on or trust to determine whether I will co-sign for their mortgage. I believe the answer should be no. Trustingly yours, a decades-long Clark Howard fan.
So I don't remember the specific circumstance of that post.
Was somebody wanted them to sign to be financially responsible for them while they're in the process of the green card for immigration?
And that is a very high risk endeavor to do so. And I made light of how high risk it is.
No, I think you were just saying it's about being able to trust and what a risk it was.
So. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Clark, it's time for you to get back to Target. For household items, the Up and Up store brand usually beats or at least matches Walmart's great value on price and quality. And that's before all the circle deals and gift card giveaways. Not to mention they've never messed up my online orders, Lee.
Lee, thank you. I cannot believe how much feedback I've gotten, blowback really, about saying I don't get Target. It's not really a store that I enjoy being in. The Target lovers have really been letting me know that I need to go in with a fresh set of eyes. And Krista, if you want it sometime, I'll go into Target with you and you can take me around and teach me Target because I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't.
You may never get it. And you also said guys don't get Target, which was
guys
a big
don't get Target.
No, see, oh Oh my gosh, Clark.
You look at who their shoppers are. Okay.
And a lot of people complained. I already read one of them that when we were talking about this and I said that they had nice men's clothing, you said you can't afford them. I remember somebody complained.
Yeah, I said that.
Several
people
were
inaccurate that I'd choose not to spend that much money on my clothes. I mean, those of you who watch the YouTube show, you just look. You can tell that I don't spend any money on my clothes, right?
Mm-hmm. What's the cost of your outfit that you're wearing?
Including my shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 19 and a half. Shoes were 39. So I have, I got to count my underwear, 21.
Oh my gosh.
I'm at $80 total, including my shoes.
Okay.
But not my glasses.
And then as they would do in one of these Instagram things where they ask people what they're wearing, how about your accessories?
So I have I have my Samsung Galaxy smartwatch.
Uh-huh.
I have my very long in the tooth Garmin fitness tracker that's an old, old, obsolete model. I have my Aura ring, which was $299 that a medical researcher just told me that this could be a Clark Stinks. He did a lot of digging in about Aura, and he said he thought my Aura was a waste of money.
Wow.
It's the first time I've heard that.
Hmm.
He said that I should not put so much value into it. He said it's good at sleep, not good at anything else.
Yeah, that's what I use it for, sleep. But yeah, you do let it tell you what kind of day you're having.
Yeah. You know what it said today, my readiness score was?
What?
91.
Oh, so you're feeling great then.
You know what it said yesterday?
What?
62.
So was yesterday a bad day?
No, I had a great day yesterday.
Okay, well, there you go.
But it told me I was going to have a bad day. Okay. But this is a great day for you because coming straight ahead, double Clark Stinks. All right, so this is special today. It's only the second time we've ever done this, but we've got
third.
Third?
Mm-hmm.
We have a big backlog of Clark Stinks. So we're doing all Clark Stinks, all Friday podcast. So Krista, hop right to it.
Oh, and I also want to say, I still am not getting to all of them, so I'm sorry. I can't read them all. There's too many. There are too many.
What does that say about me?
No. People are listening. Okay. It's not Clark who stinks, but those who complained about the Clarkies at the end of the podcast. When I started listening to your show, I had almost $69,000 in credit card debt, wheezing to pay the minimum, and a credit score below 600. I now do not carry any credit card debt, using them responsibly, and have a near-perfect credit score.
Wait, 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 wait. Sean. Sean has gone from how much credit card debt?
Yeah, almost $69,000.
$69,000 to zero? Oh, man. Sean, you're my hero. Go on. That's great.
The Clarky segments, by your own admission, brought you joy and did not interfere with the podcast at all. I think if it was something you enjoyed, all the people you helped should be able to get over it. Or they can just end the podcast when it plays. Sean in Mobile, Alabama.
I am so excited for you. Going from the credit card companies owning you, the banks owned you, $69,000 in debt to zero. You know what? You didn't say, what's your credit score now? I bet it's sky high now that you've tackled all this debt. That is absolutely wonderful.
All right, so here's, I think, a compromise. I'm going to open up the Clarkies voicemail box again if you want to call in, not with consumer questions. And if we, and once in a while, we'll play one. How's that sound?
Sounds the like number, a fair deal to me.
The number is 404-981-2071. 404-981-2071. And we'll put that in the show notes. So, and that was a Clarky in itself. So that was great, Sean. Of course you don't stink, Clark, but I sometimes wish you would provide more balanced answers. Recently, you congratulated and offered advice to an obviously well-provisioned person who was being forgiven $700 a month of student loan debt. Your advice was to reallocate the money for leisure, fun, travel, adventure, and an added investment. Could you have also asked him to be thankful to the less fortunate taxpayers who did not incur such debt, but will end up footing the bill for his good fortune? Love your show, Steve. And I had a few people write in with similar sentiments.
Steve, thank you. And if you know back to the source of the problem, I am opposed to the federal student loan program. I don't think it should exist. It creates moral hazard like this because colleges have no incentive to run efficient institutions. They just treat everything as cost plus. The students at a young age sign their name to these huge loan balances that in many cases, they'll never be able to pay off. Then we end up with this fiction that we're going to get all this money from people that they're never going to be able to pay. I mean, it is a mess. The best thing we should do is a future Congress should eliminate the federal student loan program, and then the cost of going to college will moderate, because if colleges want to have students, they're going to have to control their expenses, which they don't do now. So that will generate more Clark stinks.
Please, please, please stop apologizing to the do-gooder food-shaming police for savoring a cheeseburger and a Pepsi every once in a while, Will.
I can't win on this food thing, can I?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
People care about you. I'll say that. And so does Will, wants you to enjoy yourself.
So, Will, Krista, I'm glad you read the post, because Krista, for as long as you've known me, has been worried about what I consume in my tummy.
Yeah. I feel like you might be preserved, like, from all the food you
Well, it's a money-saving opportunity.
Yeah,
you know,
you
I won't need embalming
because
I got so many preservatives
Stop
in me.
It. Stop it. Perhaps the stink is your foot this time. You're in your podcast this week when you responded to the question about the dealer adding mandatory charge for anti-theft system on the vehicle. You failed to share with listeners why this is a deliberately deceptive practice. The reason is the dealer adds the anti-theft tracking devices to all of their vehicles to make repossession of the vehicle much easier if the purchaser defaults on the loan or there is some other issue.
Okay, that's a very interesting post. Yes, there are dealers that are what are known as buy here, pay here, where they are both the seller of the vehicle you're getting, and they provide the car loan to you for it. And they use vehicle tracking devices that they charge you for to then be able to go repossess the vehicle. And even if you hide it out, they know where it is. So you are paying for the tracking device, and that tracking device is being used to repo that car when you're 1 second late on the loan. That's not the normal thing. Normally, it's just a pack charge with etching the VIN number in the glass and stuff like that. It's just a way for the dealer to rip you off on buying the car. It's an unusual additional reason when you do a buy here, pay here dealer.
Clark doesn't stink, but he sure is laying the Clarkies down by not recommending an awesome around-the-town EV with 259 miles of range with everything on it for right at $25,000 brand new, including $7,500 on-the-spot tax credit. It's the 2023 Chevrolet Bolt, and there are tons of brand new 2023s on dealership lots. The Bolt was a Motor Trend's 2017 car of the year, and the LG battery issue has been fixed. I bought one 5 months ago, and Chevy even paid to install a level 2 charging outlet at my house. Awesome car for around town and then some. Love the show. Steve B. in 6 Mile, South Carolina.
Steve, thank you. And thank you so much for pointing that out, because you're putting meat on the bones. I was talking recently about how there's a climate right now in the United States that's gone very anti-electric vehicle. And that's meant there are a lot of wounded duck deals out there that make electric vehicles much cheaper than an equivalent gas engine car, both new and used. It's a great buying opportunity. And you gave just one example of what a deal they can be.
Clark, you did not come out smelling like roses on this one. When a young couple asked you for trip advice to Europe, you said, I'm paraphrasing, pick the one with the best deal. They are not buying shirts at Costco. They were thinking of Berlin, Austria, and Prague. So if they found a trip to London, Dublin, Edinburgh for $400 less, they should go there. The cheapest travel memories are not necessarily the best ones. Thomas in North Carolina.
So Thomas, you're right. And I'd say I'm right too. Gosh, I sound like a politician. The reason I say that, my hope is that they will discover a love for Europe and go again and again and again. And if you follow the deals, like today, I was really excited. There was a great deal to Iceland that I saw pop up on my phone today. That if you buy the deals as they happen, they can take potentially 3 trips to Europe for what one to a targeted destination will cost. Because the deals are so haphazard based on what airline is introducing a new route or has a problem getting enough customers' rear ends in the seats on their flights to that place or this place or the other place. So it's how I've always done things. So that mentality is so baked in me that I'm like, yeah, going to Europe is great. I'm going to go wherever. Now, there was a situation, though, just last weekend where my brother-in-law, who loves to travel, has been looking for a deal to Europe, and he hadn't found the one he wanted. And then there was one to a place that is not a place I'd recommend you go to. I don't want to say it because it'll then generate a lot of negative feedback. Anyway, I said, yeah, that's one place I wouldn't go even if it was a deal. It was a place that had been in a war zone. So he's like, okay. You always tell me go wherever the deal is. I said, not in this case. But usually that will work better. As for Costco, I got to tell you how I look at clothing at Costco because it fits that post. I go along the clothing at a season change. And I'm looking for the 97s. Those are the items being sold below cost. So I start by always looking for the 97s. And then I look at the clothing. And often they're on 97 because nobody wanted to wear them, not even me. So I do shop for clothing just like I shop for flights to cities in Europe. It is true.
I cannot believe Clark did not take advantage of the opportunity to dish out some tough love for the extremely dangerous and irresponsible kid that got 2 speeding tickets before he kills some pedestrian or innocent driver. Having the parents shop around to allow the behavior to continue without consequences is irresponsible of Clark. Good for the insurance company to suggest a fantastic parenting technique.
So that's a very good post. You know, I did think about that one later as a parent of 3 children, that kids sometimes aren't mature enough behind the wheel of a car, and having logical consequences for that is why so many people recommend these contracts that you do with your kids about how you drive, that you have your driving privilege taken away if you get a ticket for a period of time, that kind of thing. Because a car is a potentially dangerous weapon, and that is a very, very good lesson in tough love for me as well, that I should have said something about that when I was answering that question.
On when to take Social Security, Mr. Howard stinks worse than a pile of Sasquatch dung that has been microwaved for 3 minutes.
First of all, I mean, this is double. You're calling me Mr. Howard?
I know. We all understand the math and logic for Clark to take Social Security at age 70, but Clark is well off and financially sound. It would help our country if Clark and others would take the benefit at age 62 and just ride it out. Clark gets his money now, and the federal government has more money to distribute to those that need it. Come on, Mr. Howard. First you drive a Tesla, and now you're trying to drain the federal coffers? Be a patriot and give back by taking Social Security early. Your biggest fan, Dr. Nate, a.k.a. Dr. Cheap.
Dr. Nate, thank you. You're going to see that when we have to reform, we are long past when we needed to reform Social Security, that what's going to happen is the age of taking Social Security is going to go later. And that's just what's going to happen, because right now we have no way to balance the Social Security books. I want to make clear that doesn't mean Social Security is going away, but if Congress doesn't get it going, we're going to have to cut Social Security benefits, not eliminate, but cut the amount people receive in their monthly check. I mean, there's not some tooth fairy making money to fund Social Security. We have to pay our way, and we're not right now. As for me, doing the math at age 70 makes sense for me, it does. But age 70, for people who can afford it, makes sense for everybody who can work a few more years. The longer you wait, the so much bigger the check is you get from Social Security.
Your thoughts on how to protect our biometrics, or lack of thoughts, it's just out there, are so disheartening. The way that you protect them, don't give it out. Man, at the airport, stand in line. Don't do the special programs. And while we're at it, make sure that the body scanner is one that doesn't show the naked body, backscatter versus millimeter wave. It only becomes acceptable if we accept it. If more of us say no to having our information out there, or in this case, even worse, our biometrics, all of these programs will slow. You only have one chance with this. Once you give your biometrics out, you never have that privacy again, Erica.
Erica, thank you. Technology is going to march forward no matter what. It's how we control that technology that matters. We need clear laws that govern what happens with information gathered about us from technology. I mean, we've known it was coming. It's not like, oh, wow, look, they can do this, that, or the other. It's just a matter of having the laws fast forward to deal with the privacy invasions that are involved. If you do fly, more and more, you're going to have your picture taken that goes against a biometrics database. And what the feds say, and it says so right there, your picture is immediately discarded. That's what they say. But how do we know it's really happening? That's why the laws need to have real teeth.
Clark, your suggestion of getting a rider on your homeowner's insurance for the Rolex stinks like the broccoli that went bad in my fridge. A far, far, far better choice for jewelry is to get a policy with Jewelers Mutual. Years ago, a claim for my engagement ring caused our homeowner's policy to be canceled. We have used this company ever since. It is very reasonable too, Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you. And making any claim against homeowner's insurance right now is a risky endeavor. And if you have very expensive jewelry, having what's known as a monoline insurance policy, one that is specifically a jewelry policy, not from the jeweler itself, but one that you buy from a jewelry insurer, is a much better idea than what I've historically said, having a rider for jewelry on your homeowner's insurance policy. And Jennifer, this is exactly why we do Clark Stinks, because your answer is better than the answer that I've given historically. It widens the knowledge base for me and for your fellow listener. And I want to thank you for taking the time to write that. And I want to thank all of you for taking the time to do your posts on Clark Stinks. Sometimes I agree with you and fully see where I missed it. Sometimes I don't necessarily agree with you, but it's important that we share and know that no one has the last word, because we're all in this together. We're all here to empower each other so that we can make better financial decisions in our lives. And that's why I'm so grateful to you for taking the time to post. And I learn. You know, I got lazy in my habits. I got lazy in my answers. And you make me get more fit in what I say. So thank you so much for joining us this week. Know that we serve you around the clock at Clark.com and ClarkDeals.com. So through your weekend, you can check out what we've got that are new posts, new information, and new sources of empowerment for you and your wallet. As always, remember what we're about, that you learn ways to save more, spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off.